us. Thanks again for joining. So the next talk will be the 100-day challenges, advancing European sovereign IT together with Alexander.
Cool. Thanks everybody for joining. I think it's a topic which we will have at FOSDEM now throughout many different dev rooms. And we always have a different perspective. It's never the same talk. It's always something like the topic is, or the titles are similar, but the outcome is always very different. I think it's really important to everybody to get to know what we are doing actually, to have or to share some history with all of you guys. And this is the most text that you will ever get from me, but it's important to have it condensed. I think it's really important that a few years ago, sovereignty wasn't a sexy topic back then. It was it was something that people started to think about, but there was no really a clear vision or some sort of group which was working all together. And in 2019, the federal government in Germany decided that they need to have some sort of a market analysis on how dependent actually their infrastructure would be. And they figured out that, for example, I think 95% obviously of all computers have been using Microsoft tools. From that, there was a yearly race which began in 2020. The different councils which we have for IT and digital decisions within the government decided that we need some sort of a key principle, and then the following year also a strategy to found basically Zendesk. Zendesk is a fully federal yet private company which is owned by the state, and Zendesk is basically a typical German bureaucratic abbreviation for a center for digital sovereignty. Back in 2023, the federal government decided that we should start funding actually an initiative back then, which was working on a tool which was a sovereign workspace. And then in 2024, actually when the people at Zendesk started operating, and also the colleagues at DINUM, the French counterpart, also started working on things together, we decided that we should launch at some point. It should not only be a project, but actually a product, so that people understand that it's something serious. And at the same time, it was also roughly, I think, spring of 2024 when France and Germany decided that we should create the 100-day challenges. And we will come to the idea and everything in a second. Fast forward to last year, Netherlands joined us as a third country, and now there are even more countries who are joining us. Just a brief one, we had in Wieland's talk, we had OpenDesk as a mention at least, but who in this room knows what OpenDesk is? Cool, that's really cool. For those who don't know it yet, it's a workspace solution which we are building with the focus of federal governments. It's really important to understand that it's something that is being conducted by Zendesk, but it's actually a big European community standing right behind it. We have Open Exchange, we have Nordic, we have Element, we have Open Project, which we just heard, Collabora, XWiki, Nextcloud, Univention, and then we have also a hosting provider and a service provider behind that. I think on that note, and also seeing the partners, some of them who are here as well, thanks for that, and also thanks to Clément for organizing this dev room. Maybe a big hand. So we love everybody, yeah. But it's really important, and I think it's key that we also have a federal ministry for digital transformation right now and state modernization, which is supporting Zendesk and also that cause. So in 2024, we had La Suite and we had OpenDesk, two suites which were about to launch. And back then we met and we thought that there was, like, on a political level, people were working on, I think, 2.5 years on a document, and then it was signed, and then we said, okay, let's start working, actually, together. And we figured that we need to have some sort of a framework in which we work. I think it was, like, past lunch break or so, we said we need some sort of a fancy title, and we decided